Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and around Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is the special outside broadcast celebrating the AFL Pride Game live from Etihad Stadium and proudly sponsored by the AFL.
You're with Fiona Newton and Rebecca Dahl from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy team. Coming up this half an hour, we're going to be talking to Britt Sterling from the Saints Pride and Serena Jackson from Rainbow Saints.
Rainbow Swans.
You're starting controversy.
I've merged the clubs. We're also going to be talking to some Saints players. Luke Dunstan and Hugh Goddard, who are out on injury at the moment. And believe it or not, we're going to be talking to someone from Home and Away.
We have all the big names tonight.
Charlie Clausett. He is a Saints supporter, so we'll be talking to him about his views of the game. But with us right now, we have Brett Sterling, Saints Pride, and Serena Jackson from the Rainbow Swans. And welcome, first of all, to Melbourne. Serena, I know there's been a big tribe from the Rainbow Swans that have come down.
There is.
How many people do you think have made the trip?
About 40.
Wow.
40.
40. What do you call 40 swans? A flock or a...
A gaggle. Awesome party.
I was going to say a gaggle.
A gaggle.
An awesome party.
And Brett, how many Saints Pride people do you think are here today?
Around about 100.
Oh, 100? Wow.
Mm. All right. Well, you're from Melbourne, so it's
less distance to travel. St Kilda's a lot closer than Sydney.
We even had a man who drove from above Byron Bay.
Wow.
I've actually been following some people's trips. People went through Narandra.
Pretty impressive. Wow.
If we're bragging about the long distance,
we
have someone from New York.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you win. And they've got to win something tonight, let's
Ooh,
be honest.
Oh, I like it. The dance is starting early.
Absolutely.
Now, are you celebrating anyone? Together at different functions or parties
together
this weekend?
Together.
Yes. Oh, beautiful.
Even during the game?
No.
I was going to say, it's kind of...
Unity has its limits.
It ends at the start and then it starts at the end.
We believe in equality until the game's
the
siren.
On.
Yeah, and then as soon as the siren goes, equality's there.
Yeah.
And we'll be giving thanks for a Saints win.
But it's always a bit awkward hanging out after a game, isn't it? One person's crying and the other person's dancing on a grave, so...
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
It's actually not a good vibe.
No.
I'll just stand quietly confident.
Now, tell us, why do you think it's important to have an LGBTIQ AFL supporters group with your club? What does everyone get out of that?
Wow. I was asked this on Tuesday at the launch of the Rainbow Swans. And I actually said, it's actually sad that we do have to have a standout club or environment for LGBTQI supporters of football, because we all bleed the same. Mine's red and white. Yours is red, white and black.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Tricolours.
But it also gives us just a safe space to love the team that we love. And football is life, it's culture, it's fun. I take my kids to the game and they don't want to stand there and listen to someone yell out, hey, you know, expletive, expletive.
Yeah.
Because then they turn around and go, hold on, what's that? What's going on?
Yeah.
So it's about us just loving something and being a community.
And I think it's a good opportunity for the football community and family at large to think, how do we interact with each other? How do we interact as a football community, and what do we actually value?
Yeah.
Do we actually put up with homophobia? Is it something that we actually appreciate and want to put up with? And I think resoundingly, it's no.
Absolutely. What, for both of you, what support have you had from your clubs and the players?
Amazing support. So on Tuesday, we launched the Rainbow Swans. We had the chairman, we had the CEO, we had the captain. We then had a function where we had the whole management team. It's been great. So the Sydney Swans have really embraced it. We're up to 400 members.
Wow.
And just growing. So we really thank the Swans and thank their support and believe that it's just going to keep growing.
And same with the Saints?
Absolutely. Matt Venice and Lisa Lang from the club have been very supportive. Matt actually spoke at our function tonight. And I spoke to the players and the staff down at the club a few weeks ago with Nicky Wimmer and his son Tynan and a few others. So it's been a real blessing to be able to be involved in this process.
Yeah, great. And Mardi Gras float for the Rainbow Swans?
Oh, look, we're talking about it. We think there might be a possibility.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Players will get involved in the club.
Well, I actually think an AFL gay and lesbian supporters, club supporters float would be pretty good too.
That'd be a big one.
There we go. Maybe we'll get Bretta.
We'll be launching at Midsummer in the Pride March next year. We're still unofficial, but we'll be officially launching.
Unofficially, officially launching?
Yes. I will not be on the float.
Oh, why not?
No one wants to see this. No.
Well, I've got a good place for radio, as I say.
Don't we too?
Yeah.
I could see you in drag, Brett. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Not many other people would want to, though. But thank you. I appreciate your support.
So there's a lot going on outside the Pride game as well this weekend. What else are you doing this weekend to celebrate?
I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I landed at 4 and I have to fly to Perth tomorrow at midday.
So nothing.
But there's a lot of Swan Saints Pride things going on. There was a function last night. There's another one tomorrow. So there's a lot going on together, which is fantastic.
Monday night, actually, there'll be a meeting of all the existing LGBTQI groups and all the AFL clubs to shed knowledge, understanding, and help other groups form.
Right. So how do people that want to get involved in that hear about that?
That's just the admins of the clubs. I'm Skyping in for that. So that's not a community-wide thing, but once we've met, we're going to try and find ways of the community to get together and for other clubs to support. So there's Richmond, Melbourne, Collingwood,
North Melbourne.
So there's other teams, but we really want all of the AFL teams to have LGBTQI supporters groups.
Start a movement.
I'll have a word to the Adelaide Crows for you.
Excellent.
Now, how do you two feel that it's your clubs that are involved in this Pride game tonight? That must be so exciting.
I was so proud last year when I went to the NAB Cup game. It was Sydney versus Fremantle at Tremorne Oval, and it was a Pride game. And the rainbow arc was in a huge... The 50-metre line was in a huge rainbow, and it was just such a great atmosphere and such a good game that I really hope that they went to this. I'm hoping it's a Pride game this year, and next year I'm hoping it's a Pride round.
Yeah.
So I was really proud it was the Swans, and I'm actually proud that it's the Saints.
Likewise, it's we're neighbours across the lake from way back, and it's beautiful to be able to be part of a club that appreciates you as a whole piece person, and not just someone hands over cash.
Now, Brett, you were mentioning to me before that last night you've been cutting out love hearts. Can you tell us a little bit about the banners that are planned for tonight?
So we have made a very large banner in the rainbow colours on one side, but we also have a 100-gamer tonight, so Robertson.
Yep.
And it's quite an intricate process to make a banner, about 5-6 hours to make it.
Wow.
On your hands and knees on a very hard gymnasium floor.
And 3 seconds to rip it open.
Yes.
It's a bit sad, isn't it, when they
torn to shreds.
Now, Serena, I think you mentioned last time we spoke to you on the show that you were also raising some money for a charity.
We are. So the registered charity, I'm going to stand in two hats. The registered or the official charity tonight is GALFA, the Gay and Lesbian Foundation of Australia. So if you see collectors out around the grounds, put your money in. It's a fantastic cause. And we are very proud to also be associated with the Saints. So, and thank the Saints for picking GALFA as their official charity for tonight.
Oh, that's brilliant. It's nice to have something else as part of this game when you're getting everyone together and you support a good cause. Yeah, absolutely.
Fabulous. And what change do you think this is going to bring to perhaps the broader community, having a Pride game like this on tonight?
Hopefully it starts a conversation where people actually look at, understand each other better, and people who might... I was talking about... There's negative in social media, but it's not all negative. It's quite a broad, complex conversation that's occurring at the moment. And I think if you have that conversation on an interpersonal level, take it away from the big marketing things and actually get to know each other. And it's like, I appreciate you, I acknowledge you, you're amazing.
But I think also the social media that came out when the AFL announced this game, there was so much hatred and homophobia that was in venom that was spilled out on social media to both St Kilda and the Swans and the AFL about having this match. That's exactly why we're having this match.
Yes.
So hopefully next time that will be less.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck to both teams.
Yeah, good luck.
Hopefully it's a draw.
It's going to be an exciting...
No. Stop swearing.
Yeah. It'd be an exciting game anyway. You've both got a lot to play for, so...
Especially North losing today, but puts us into finals contention.
I was going to say, you're still statistically, mathematically, all those sorts of things.
It's usually a dirty word to say, but not tonight.
All right, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Joy. It's been amazing.
It's been great. Good luck.
Have a great night.
Absolutely.
You too.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.